News Talk 1110-993-WBT. You know what it is? It's the Friday hangover with Pete Callender sticking around here. Here he's trying to get out for the week. It's a beautiful summer afternoon out there. And he's trying to get out, and I'm holding him over in the
You know what's weird about the noon to 3 slot?
Yes.
Is when I come in the morning, I'll get here at like 11 usually.
Right.
And so at that time of day, the temperature is lower.
Yes.
And so I'm dressed a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get out,
yep.
And it's 3 o'clock, and now it's...
Very warm.
Right.
Very warm.
Different temperature outside. It's just one of those weird things that you learn, like different shifts have different things, you know, like for the 3 to 6, like
sure.
Different times of the year.
Right.
You get out of here, and it's dark, and you're like, oh, that's right. It's nighttime. Right. And but it's like the other half of the year, you get out. Oh, no, look at that. It's still light. It's still light outside.
It's still light.
Just
right.
Little things like that.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I am a morning person. Like, I get up really early. It's not braggadocious. Just ever since I was a kid, I've always been like a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be a serious challenge for me to do like a 10 to 1 a.m., like 10 p. to 1 a.m. show. It would be interesting, but I think it would be hard to do that because I tend to run in the morning. I love like seeing what the new news of the day is. The only thing I hate about morning is the morning news shows. I hate all the morning news shows because I think Pete Callender and Brett Witterbull, and I'm talking about the TV shows, Pete Callender and Brett Witterbull could dig up better news in 20 minutes than I don't need to see people frying ham in a pan or something.
Right.
And look at these garments we're selling with the special offer. And the, I mean, give me the mayhem and the chaos from the overnight hours. What happened in Tbilisi?
Right.
Like
if it bleeds, it leads. I want more of that content. That's what you're looking for.
Tell me what it is.
So like, I have this belief that there are two kinds of people in the world. There are morning people, and then there are the people that hate those other people. That's it.
Are you a person who hates the people of the morning?
I will say no. So my entire life, basically from a teenager,
yes,
right, when your sleep clocks get all out of whack and you start sleeping 70 hours a day, whatever,
right,
and then so from that point, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to school, but then I start, you know, part time jobs in the evenings and such, go to college, staying up late,
sure,
again,
sure,
nighttime jobs,
yep,
go into radio and working a lot of times, virtually my entire radio career was second shift, right? Working nights, covering government meetings and all that stuff.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
When I went to Asheville, that was the first time I worked like a 9 to 5 or a 9 to 6 because I was out at, I was doing 3 to 6.
There you go.
And I was like, I don't know how to really to adjust to this. And then, because I could kind of stay up late.
That's right. That's right.
So I wasn't really completely doing an early morning thing. Then I did the podcast, and that prepared me for this shift because I get up now 5:30 because I got to have prep. I'm super paranoid about not having enough content, and
that's
then
right.
Every week I have a stack of prep that I never get to.
If somebody calls me early, and I mean like ungodly early, if somebody calls me on the phone early and it's not an emergency, and they ask me if I'm up, I have a standard answer for that. Always. Am I up? Always.
Always.
I'm always up. I'm one ring away, and let's go. Where are we doing a show?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Let's break it all down. I like it. That I like. I get bored late at night, so I just go to bed. I'm like, at that point, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Because I want to get up earlier and be able to
see. FOMO. I have like a FOMO
of nighttime. So you do a lot of nighttime coverage, though. I mean,
Monday and Tuesdays,
correct.
I'm still watching those government meetings.
And you have to do that.
Right. But I think just in general. Like about like everything in life, I have FOMO. Like I am afraid that if I am not paying attention at all times, I'm going to miss it.
Right.
And if I fall asleep,
right,
and I sleep for more than like 6 or 7 hours a night,
mm-hmm.
that I'm wasting time that I'm not going to get back.
See, back in the 90s, so I'm talking early 90s, I did an internship in NYC. It was a short internship that I did at, of all places, CBS News. And they had me in this thing called the Northeast Bureau, and it was just like basically covering all of the East Coast of the United States, and you would be on the conference calls and you'd be on all that stuff. So I went walking around one day, and I found where the foreign desk was, And I was like talking to these guys at the foreign desk. I'm like, this is really cool. Like, you guys get to do the coolest stuff. You take the feeds in when the people in Taiwan are throwing desks at each other in the parliament, or, you know, a gangster's been arrested.
Is that
in,
NewsPath?
In
right, the CBS NewsPath on the TV side.
No, it was the foreign desk. It was just West 57th Street.
Okay.
And it was just, and so I was talking to these guys, and I'm like, this is like really cool. And they're like, what department are you in? And I said, I'm over at the Northeast Bureau. And they're like, well, do you want to come over here and hang out with us? And I'm like, that would be really cool. What time do I get here? And they're like, well, how you doing riding the subway at 11:30 at night? You know, because like we're going to need you
in
about midnight in the 90s. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. And I don't have enough money for a cab. So they're just going to stay in the Northeast Bureau. Can we stay friends?
Right, right.
But those guys that do all that stuff in the overnight, and the people that are producing for the morning shows are all, you know, they're there at 10:30 at night writing the show and doing it up. It's just, to me, though, when you start seeing the feeds coming in, we don't have that anymore, but the feeds would be coming in, you're like, go to 086 and see what's coming in out of Leningrad.
Yeah.
There's no more Leningrad. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff. I think, like, foreign news, I think that kind of covering that kind of stuff is interesting, but you have to wait until there's something atrocious that happens to even get any opportunity to cover.
Yeah, for Americans to be interested in the international content.
Right.
Right. I mean, even now,
they're
like,
bored.
I watch it, we apparently, so are we in World War III?
We are in the, we,
is
I,
that, it's like, I just, I you would know, like, I just yes. see this stuff, I'm, I equate it like, to, like, I'm driving down the road in the mountains, it's twisty-turning, and I look down, oh, look, there's World War III down there, and there's no guardrail, and like, oh, hey, the driver's taking us really close to the edge here.
I think it's 1938. I think we're in 1938 right now. Annexation is attempted. Forces being used. We're not responding the way we did once upon a time, where we're like, forget it, dude. You're off on your own, Poland. I mean, let us know how it works out. I think we're in that because we're also simultaneously experiencing economic conditions.
Which, I mean, a good world war,
you know what I'm saying,
might help us out of the economic slump.
But here's what I don't understand.
Great reset. Only like 500 million people are around after that, right?
I remember when the now late CNN network, the now late CNN network that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, we all watched the Gulf Wars, you know, in real time.
Yeah.
Okay, they're taking off from Missouri. There go those big bombers. They're going to be making their runs in about 6 hours. And then we're going to... You see all that stuff that goes on. I'm amazed that there isn't live coverage that is mass consumed on the battlefields over in Ukraine with all the technology we have. Not that I want to see it, but I would have thought, like Peter Arnett and the Scud Stud and all them were able to do that in the 90s. You don't see any coverage that's not sanitized.
Have you checked YouTube? I wonder if there is a channel, at least one, on YouTube devoted strictly to live video feeds of cameras in Ukraine.
Well, there probably is.
Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
But why doesn't that then
no
get...
But there's no American... like, you know...
Right, why isn't that... Because if you've got the content being created,
correct,
much to your point of, like, the foreign desk and the stuff coming through...
Exactly,
like, you've got this constant feed.
Right.
Maybe it's because they don't have staff anymore at these operations...
See, I think that's what it is.
...to actually watch
that's
the
it.
Feeds.
You don't have the guy going out there with the cameras and taking... They don't want to be there, obviously. I mean, I wouldn't want to be there. But you could put cameras on the troops. I mean, on their helmets,
they've got them on their...
I'm saying, and
yeah.
That could be fed somewhere. Not that I want to see anything ugly, but just...
It is being... I have no doubt it's being fed.
Do you remember...
I watched Homeland.
How about Victory at Sea?
No.
I mean, who shot all those films back in the war? Back in your big WWII.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, I think some of that stuff comes out later.
Yes, it does.
It comes out later. We gotta have to wait till after the war is over, and then we'll see the propaganda.
And now... Guadalcanal.
Yeah.
And they have music. And how did they get the orchestras playing on the decks of those aircraft carriers as the kamikazes were coming in? I didn't understand that. I have to figure it out.
I don't think that's how that happened.
They edited that in later? The NBC orchestra? Pete Callender, you're always a good sport,
thank
man.
You.
I appreciate you.
I enjoy it.
Hanging over with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
You're a great American.
You're a great American. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, buddy.